Hey, riding with Brendan. Thanks for tuning in for another show. I am back in Romulus, finally, at the Shielded Souls Clubhouse. Thanks again for having me, guys. Glad to always come out here. You guys are always doing good stuff. I am here. I'm going to go around the table and let you guys say who you are. All right, guys. Hey, riding with Brendan. Thanks for tuning in for another show. I am back in Romulus, finally, at the Shielded Souls Clubhouse. Thanks again for having me, guys. Glad to always come out here. You guys are always doing good stuff. I am here. I'm going to go around the table and let you guys say who you are because I'll fuck it up. And, yeah, and what your role is in the club.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah. I'm going to correct you already. We're in New Boston, not Romulus.
Oh, my bad. See?
You can edit that right away.
Where the fuck we go? Right off the rip.
Take two on this?
Right off the rip.
Yeah, okay.
It's all good, though. But, yeah, I'm Indian Mike. I just help handle a lot of online stuff, promotion stuff, anything PR
TV,
I can help
radio,
with,
magazine.
And anything around the house I can help with. So,
I'm Bogey. I'm a probate here. They've been probating me for about 14 fucking years, but they said pretty soon I'm gonna be a member.
Pretty soon.
If he plays his cards right.
Another 10, 11 years, we're gonna get
I'm working hard, man. I'm working hard. I am. I'm trying, Dave. But they're ball busters.
Yeah.
Right.
This is our friend, Nick Dow. Go ahead, brother.
I'm Nick. Basically, what you guys would consider a hang around, getting acclimated into this club, finding out what they're all about. Been here for probably going on 2 months, showing up to their open bike nights. Great group of guys. The things they do for charities are awesome. Absolutely stellar. I really still learning about the club, so I got invited to this. So,
and that's
surprise.
What it is, you know, Nick is just coming around and going, I kind of like it here. Let me see where this goes.
Right.
Hang around a little bit more. And eventually, some of the guys are going to go, hey, hang around a while. You ready?
Yeah.
And he's going to go, yes or no. If he says no, he's still
hanging around.
He's still
hanging
around. He's still welcome.
Nope. Yeah, and that's it, to see if you're a fit for the club, and the club's a fit for you.
Exactly.
It's got to be a fit for all of us.
Yep. You don't want to be jumping all over the place, you know. We want to like you. You want to like us.
Yeah.
If not, how it don't work.
Yeah.
We know.
Hellboy.
I'm not quite sure what I do. They just let me hang around, you know. And I follow everybody else.
Hang around, Hellboy.
I've got a lot of roles.
Right on.
I have the privilege to be a road captain, which is very rewarding for me. As much as I love to ride, and these guys, we have a lot of fun that way. We just come back from some big trips. We've had a great summer, you know. We've been safe. Everything's went very well. I'm also the mother to all probates, a MOPS is what we call it. Which is that role is I help them through their probationary period.
Yes.
You know, as far as, you know, like you said, answer questions, you know, make sure they're on the right path. We don't call it dads. I'm not here to kick them in the ass, you know. Keep them moving in the right direction, you know. And again, help them acclimate, you know, the probates with the club.
Similar to a sponsor. For
pretty much.
Club,
I've been doing it for a minute. I'm also a liaison to a lot of the outside people from the club.
Okay.
Which I enjoy that very much.
A lot of the other organizations.
Yeah.
Veterans.
Yeah, they just, I'm the contact guy, you know, and then we go from there, you know.
Okay.
So that, for me, is very rewarding, too.
Yeah.
You know, just being a member of the club itself is, you know, pretty big for me.
Yeah, well, sure.
It's a great bunch of guys, man. We do a lot of good stuff. You know, yesterday was a big prime example. We got called really quick. We didn't have a whole lot of time to put it together, but it fell together really good. We helped a little boy celebrate his birthday. He has a little autism and things like that, but he's in our backyard here. Mm-hmm. And some of the other members got wind of it, and we put it together really quick.
Very quick.
Great turnout.
You know,
very great turnout.
A couple of guys, get a couple members together, go buy the kid a present, go see him. Turn into hundreds of people showing up.
Yeah, we had
overnight.
Yes,
overnight.
What is it, 120 bikes, Shrek, right?
It's not bad.
Anybody that didn't know,
we
got Shrek hanging out behind the camera.
Yep.
He's the guy doing the Facebook Live.
Paige,
you want to see behind
her mother on watching this right now.
Oh.
Kids, mom's watching
all
this.
All right.
Oh, so watch the F-moms.
Hi, Tucker's mom.
Hi, kid's mom.
So, yeah,
Tucker was his name.
It looked like he had a great time. Yeah, 120 bikes plus a Jeep club. Had some really sweet lifted diesels and stuff rolling up.
Some crotch rockers rolled through.
Yeah.
Did higher, you know, rev limiters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's probably ear to ear.
Never hit the rev limiter.
The kid just wanted.
I'd grin right now.
Well, that was me. Yeah.
Kid just wanted a few motorcycles and maybe a few trucks. Ooh, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is that the probate?
That's our probate.
Yeah. Probate.
You want something?
I'm good.
Want something? Will you shoot something?
Yeah, we'll have a couple shots and I'll have another one of these.
All right, what kind of shot?
Tell them the top shelf stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in the right room. All right, cool. What do you want?
I'm good with the Mountain Dew, man.
A couple top shelf shots and a couple Coronas.
Thank you.
But yeah, it.
You're having probates.
Yeah, right.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it started out just, he wanted some bikes and some trucks or something to be able to, drive by for his birthday. And next thing we know, we got hundreds and hundreds of people showing up for this kid. And I mean, that's what we are, when it comes down to it, truly about.
From talking on a Thursday night to. Cool, man. Send a couple guys over. It's helped the kid out. It just, once we put it public.
Made some posts. The next thing we know, my Lord. It just.
And that's the biker community.
Yeah, exactly.
On those days, everybody gets along. And we talked about it earlier, I don't understand why we can't get along every other day. Mm-hmm. We're all heading in the same direction. We're all riding motorcycles. We're all trying to help the community. I don't get the bullshit, man. I really don't.
We're
all welcome here. I don't care what patch you're wearing.
Right.
You mind your manners in our house. You treat this house with respect. We're going to treat you with the same respect.
Sure.
You're welcome here. I don't care who it is.
Oh, my sister just got here.
at the house? Or
yeah, she's at the front door.
Oh, nice.
Is she pretty?
Did they let her in?
I don't know. It's my sister. I don't know if they let her in. Just ask where I am.
All right.
So, let's take a time out for a quick second. So, all right. Well, we're back. My sister Sue's joining us. First time you've been on camera, with the podcast.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Sweet. So, sorry, we forgot where we left off. I think...
Was I talking? You got to cut me off, man.
We were telling lies.
Well, we were talking about...
what lie we were on.
Yeah.
Right.
My turn to lie or whatever.
I think we were talking about... You were saying that every patch is welcome here as long as they're respectful.
Yes.
And that's the way it should be.
And exactly. That's the thing is... I've been at this a long time, Hellboy's been at it a long time, and I never understood why the clubs can't get along. We're all heading in the same direction, we're all doing the same thing, we're doing good things, you're doing good things. I don't get the animosity, man. It's just, I'll never understand it till the day I die.
Well, I'm spoiled in Lansing. We all seem to get along.
Yeah.
Help each other out.
Yesterday was a prime example. Like Bobby said, all these people that ride bikes, it's been my experience that bikers are the most benevolent people that there is. They'll jump on a dime to help someone. This was a little boy, They all went out of their way, to do this. Whether they agree with us or not or whatever,
Doesn't matter at that point.
We all locked
right.
arms, man. It was a beautiful thing, to me. We had a little pretty good ride over, we shared that. And then, to be a part of some, a kid, hopefully they'll remember that for a very long time.
Yeah, he will for sure.
You got 120 some bikes and trucks that are involved. That
really
kid's going to remember that
really
kid's 60 years old.
That'd be in college going this one time for my birthday.
Is it okay if we do this? I'm like, on Thursday night, make it happen. Next thing I know, it's like...
We made it happen.
Holy shit. Holy every shit. Patch, just about every patch out there come through this house. Whether they want to admit it or not.
Right, yeah, exactly.
We've had every patch, just about every... There's a couple missing, but we've had almost every patch.
And for the most part, we get along with everybody. We get some oddballs here and there that just, want to puff your chest kind of guy and doesn't know what we're truly about, but... You know what? It's okay. We're here to educate. So
that brings me to a good point. Some people are probably like, what the fuck are they talking about? So Shield Souls is an LEMC, which is Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club. Doesn't mean they're all cops.
Yeah.
Just means
they're LE based.
Yep.
Right. So why don't you can explain it?
People will ask, they'll come here for the first time and go, well, you're all cops. Do I look like a fucking cop?
Right, right.
And they're like, well, it's a cop club. I go, no, we're LE based. What that means is we allow cops in our club. We have a Fed in our club that worked for the NSA. Is that what it's called, NSA?
Yes.
Did cybersecurity for all of the Southeast and Asia for the military. Where's he going to go? There's not a lot of homes for him,
Yeah.
This is his home.
Wow.
A guy that was a military police, this is a home for him. A guy that's a cop, he ain't writing you tickets on the fucking corner. It's not that guy.
Yeah.
We're not those guys. We're LE based. We give the LE
a place to come, a home to come to.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If you're a good man with a good lady behind you, and this is for you, then we're for you. You know, come on by.
We respect all the walks of life.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's a club, there's a motorcycle club for anybody, for all walks of life. Yeah. To say, and it's not all that dissimilar from Christian clubs. Like, they're Christian based, but, the ones I were, you have to be Christian involved, right? You can't be in there like ALC. But, you know what I mean?
Well, that would really twist it up a little bit.
Yeah, because because to your point, I've heard, when I first came here, however many years ago, and the first time I was here, I thought, you were all cops, and I was looking at them like, I sure fucking don't look like cops, right? And then
I think I was your first contact here, and you were a little nervous, and now I'm just like, you want a shot, dude? You want a beer?
It's undercover. So we don't look like cops, but, you know.
Thing is, you know.
He's got the evidence before they slam me down on the table here.
You know, we all like having a good time and stuff, and but, you know, no, we don't want anybody walking them back out that door. You know, crazy drunk and everything like that. No, you're not going to get pulled over. But we pride ourselves on making sure all of our patrons get home safe.
And
even if we're driving them home ourselves, we want everybody to get home safe. Because the world we live in, it's crazy out there.
And I don't think that's different from almost all the clubs that I know. Not, right? No, they all want you come and support them. They want the best for you.
Exactly.
So I guess I don't get it. I mean, I guess certain clubs I can get would never want to be associated even by accident with an LE, right? Because that'd be bad for them.
We get that, but
so if we drop the LE,
right?
Did it change who we are?
No, right? Exactly.
Didn't change who we are one bit.
No.
We're still the same men. We're still the same women in the same club doing the same thing.
Yeah, with
it
the
doesn't
same
matter.
Beliefs.
It just allows those people that have no home to come here.
Sure.
Again, I won't say who he is, but we got a guy who was very high in the feds. You know, very high in the feds. He ain't fucking with you. He ain't looking at your stuff. He ain't looking you up online. He don't give a fucking rat's ass.
He has bigger things to worry about than that.
One of the funny things I saw online, I think we were talking messaging back before one of the event things. Somebody's like, "Oh, they're gonna be in the parking lot writing down license plate numbers." I'm like, "Get the fuck out of here, dude! I fucking got way better things to do than that."
And you know what? And we'll allow you in if you're doing what we're doing. If you're looking in the same direction, if you're following the same road we're following,
you got a good heart.
Do what we're doing. I don't give a fuck where you came from.
Yeah, exactly. And you should.
I don't care.
As long as, I mean, that's what being club brothers are about, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a tight brotherhood here.
Yeah, and hang around Nick's going to learn about it.
I was just going to say, and that comes right back
that's
down to hang around Nick. That's why you hang around.
Because he can tell you from the outside in what goes on here.
Right.
Yep. And you guys do a plethora of support group stuff. Like today,
there's an event with the Downriver Rest Day. Going on right now.
Yeah, Downriver Rest Day. That's why we couldn't record in the club, which we would have normally done on the stage.
You're in the green room right
now.
So we have lots of bands come through and play our clubhouse. So you're looking at our green room right now where it gives them a spot to come back, relax in between sets, gather themselves, hang out, and then they go back out and rock it some more.
Bang groupies. No, sorry. Not an LA house.
Well,
true enough.
Well, we'll stick to that. We'll go with that.
We're gonna plead the fifth.
I don't want to know the stories back here, right? You guys keep that to yourself.
We clean the table.
Yeah. Okay. No black lights allowed.
You weren't fucking on the table, were you?
No, Rachel hasn't been here in a while.
Started there.
Sorry, babe, if you're watching.
It's all good things here, man. And we're just trying to help people.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with My Cookie Project, which is
which has been on my show.
With the special needs adults, children, I call them kids. But when the special needs kids age out of school, they're 26 years old when they age out of school. Where do they go? They sit in their mom's basement and watch fucking TV and play video games? They go to My Cookie Project. They learn how to bake. They learn how to run a bakery. They learn the hygiene of the bakery and all the things that go along with it. It gives them a sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell the best cookies in the fucking world.
She was on when I was here last time for the pig roast.
Yeah.
I had her on.
Yeah,
so if you want to go back in the, what do they call it, bowels of history.
almost a year ago.
Show.
Yeah. So.
There was, I put her on with the Larry the Lawyer and Cookies. So that's you can learn more about that there. And that is an awesome, awesome program.
We actually just did an event last weekend with
Olympics.
The Special Olympics kayak races.
Yeah.
And if you go back to the Shielded Souls Facebook page, there's tons of pictures and
that
stuff
is
of that, and that's
absolutely
always a great time.
My best day of the year. I mean, I have a lot of good days in the year, But when I get to go down to the kayak racing once a year, it's absolutely one of my best days of my whole year.
Heck,
I don't
give
a fuck. Birthday, Christmas, fuck them. That's the best day.
Nice.
You know, you go down there, and you ain't seen some of these kids in a while. It's been a year since you've seen them. But when they see you, they're like, and they'll talk to me like I talk to them, hey, motherfucker.
Yeah.
These are young adults, right? I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
They don't want to be treated different.
No.
They want to be treated the same.
Yep.
And it's one of the best days ever, man, to go down there for the kayak racing. It's one of my best days ever.
That's awesome,
man.
We
just had it, and still, I'm still bragging about it.
Good, man. I'll have to check it out for sure. Maybe we'll post some pictures up.
Special needs children. That's what we're about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have one-offs, which I call, like a guy down the street here a few years ago, fell off the catwalk at work, broke his neck. We don't know him. He lives down the street. But he's in our community.
Yeah.
Somebody attaches to us and goes, can you help him? He's out of work. He broke his fucking neck. He fell off the catwalk. Yeah. We throw a benefit.
Yeah.
One day deal. Here's $5,000-$6,000. Have a good day. If you need anything more from us, let us know. We call them one-offs. He's not going to need us forever.
Right, sure. You know?
Down for veterans, we're forever. My Cookie Project, we're forever.
Yeah.
We were Victory Gym.
Special Olympics, Victory Gym, we're forever.
Yep.
We're further together. And
it's just growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I know. So I have.
We're not dickheads.
No. Not all of you.
Well.
Hell, some of us. Yeah. I've been called a dickhead once or twice, I guess.
Everybody here.
You know, the glue to this is it's very. You can turn it into a parody if you want. It's real easy to do if you're a clever guy. But the brotherhood and respect that we show one another here is the glue that holds us all together.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and it grows from there. You know, and the respect that we offer other people. You know, we want to I guess, view this in a kind of a different light, where we're good men, we're dads, grandpa. You know, those are the most important things to us.
Sure. We have history.
You know,
we're
not
behind us.
Perfect men, but, you know, the cornerstone of what we do is, you know, again, and Bogey leads the way on that. We're very benevolent. We don't say no to nobody. You know, like if there's something that is in our wheelhouse that we're capable of. It started off with veterans and first responders.
Sure.
But as it went along, you know, the kids, like I said, it's just growing and growing and growing. And there's something to that. It makes you get it back 10 times over. It's hard to explain until you've been a part of it.
Well,
you know, it's very easy to be selfish in this life, you know, and just do for yourselves and, you know, step on everybody else. It doesn't happen here.
Derek,
We don't.
You gonna edit that part out?
No.
Leave it.
I'm gonna crank the fucking volume now.
But, you know, it's like, when I first joined, when I was probating, and you're gonna hear this a lot as well if you ever decide that you want to probate with us.
He's a hang around.
Yep. So, but you guys all preach. You get what you give.
Pretty much, yes.
And that's all walks of life. When that's your career at work, your brothers in your motorcycle club, or your family at home, you get what you put in.
Right, yeah.
So if you put in the love, you put in the effort, you put in the devotion, you know, you get it back. I get it back with my family, and I get it back with this family.
Yeah.
You know, Hellboy is right when he said, you know, you give and you give, but you'll get it back when you don't expect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when COVID hit, we were fucked. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't open a clubhouse. We couldn't do our steak dinners. We couldn't do our band nights. We still got to pay bills. And it's like, fuck, you know, cause we got some money in the bank, but that's dwindling.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do? And then without saying a word to anybody, nope, not putting out any force to say we need help, all of a sudden checks started coming in from different organizations around the state,
around the
country, to say, here's $1,000. Thank you, you know. Why did you send to us? Because you need help. You know, they reached out back to us from what we did. We needed help. I mean, we were close. We couldn't. We still got bills to pay, but we couldn't open the fucking doors. Like, what are we going to do? If we're not here to help the other organizations, who is?
Right.
You know, and these other organizations reached out and gave what they could to keep us afloat through COVID so that we could do what we continue to do.
Good karma. Karma's a real thing.
Absolutely.
Comes around.
Yeah, to what he said, it comes around. It comes around.
And, you know, as far as, you know, we're an MC, we respect the traditions and honor the things that have come before us. We, you know, we want to keep all that part of Americana alive.
Absolutely.
You know, without, I guess, without the nefarious aspects of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As you know, everybody has a different take on it, and you know what they do. But I do believe, even some of the worst clubs, they're still good people. Dude. They still, they still want to do. They want to do what we do, you know, and we see it more and more. You know, and I don't know. I'm not saying we're leading the way, but you know,
they have homes.
We're doing what we do, and a lot of people seem to, if they won't out loud, at least they respect it to themselves.
Right. So. I'm fortunate enough that I get to see
across the spectrum,
everyone and everything, the whole state of Michigan, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, and the humans behind the patch, right? And they're, everyone I've met has been amazing to me so far, right? I'm Switzerland when it comes to anything, but
it's true.
And you guys have been always amazing to me since the first time I came here.
You've been lucky, brother, to have that view.
Yeah, I have.
I've watched your, call it a career,
you
know, with your podcast and where you started up before the podcast with the magazine. You've come a long way. You really have. And you've had a view that a lot of us don't have. You've seen all sides of it.
Yeah.
You know? You've seen all sides of it. And you know what we do here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you're here today.
That's it, man.
Glad ain't because of free everybody. Alcohol, because he can get that anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit.
Wait, it's not free?
a little bit about this.
I get free alcohol anywhere.
Don't worry. I already got on the probate on that one, man.
I know.
Yeah. I handled it.
A little bit about the event today that we're having here today.
Yeah.
They reach out to us. A young lady who was a veteran lost her life in an unfortunate car accident.
Okay.
That's one of them things, man. You know,
thank
and she leaves behind five children. You know,
Army vet.
You know, and so when we were asked, you know, to do what play what part we can, you know, in this to help her and her family, you know, that's what we step up.
Five kids, man.
You know, me and Bogey went to her funeral, which was one of the most tear-jerking.
I mean, it was awful.
You know, and worst day of their lives. And so what little bit that we can do, you know, we're trying to, you know, help them any way we can. You know, we combine our love with motorcycles and, again, with the traditions of an MC.
Yeah.
And still be benevolent to all of our community and all the people around us, you know, that we're able to help, you know, and we're glad to do it. You know, it's something we actually look forward to doing. So
you're using highbrow words like benevolent. My fucking audience doesn't.
I just learned it myself, so I wanted to use
Word of the day toilet paper. We'll put a little definition here for me and the rest of
you. Hellboy, what did I tell you about those big words?
Yeah, I know. We have a teacher that's a club member, and he does it to me all the time, you know, so I'm picking him up from him. So, and, but again, you know, the membership, again, all walks of life here. You know, we got, you know, every economical thing that you can imagine, from CEOs to worldwide, you know, businesses to, you know, guys that are...
I'm just a dirty welder.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't distinguish us here, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's a brother, how deep your pocket is, we don't care about that.
And that's the best part of a club, right?
It is. I mean, it really is. You know, you come together on the common goals and bond, you know, and you bond from there.
You know, two wheels and
it's an exciting life, you know. If you ride, people that ride, they understand that.
Yeah.
You know, it's for us, it's almost kind of a disease, you know, we want to ride too much. We forego everything else to jump on that bike.
Wait, I was supposed to go to work today?
Yeah.
Just step in, I guess. I kind of know where he was at. We could be, him and I, arguing back and forth, right, about whatever it is. We're brothers.
Yeah.
And you step in and go.
Then all of a sudden you say something.
Oh, fuck you say to my brother?
Yeah, and that's how it should be.
Well, I thought I was getting involved.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot
exactly.
of...
Exactly, and that's how it should be.
We have veterans and stuff like that, too, that they're not so fortunate to have family of their own and things like that. So, Bojo always had this saying about there's guys that want it and there's guys that need it.
Yeah.
You know, and so we have both, you know.
Yes.
And I always felt myself, I'm one of the guys that I needed it and wanted it, too.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know I needed it until I got here.
Yeah.
You know, and... It does, man. It's something that you really can't buy with money. I mean, It's not the most important part.
You can't buy your way in.
You can't buy your way. We don't care.
You bring them all the good bourbon in the world.
Right, right.
They'll get you in.
They try.
But we won't turn it down. We will not turn it down.
We won't turn it down. But
for the record,
it won't get you in.
Right.
But he's right. You know, it's a. And as you said, I've said all along, some guys need it and some guys want it.
Yeah.
I'm not a veteran. I want it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. That's why I put the time in. I want it. It seems that the veterans are the guys that need it. They need that home. They need a place. And whether you need it or you want it, you're here for a reason.
Yeah.
There's only two reasons you're here. You want it or you need it.
The veterans are walking away from something where they have had that through basic, through boot, whatever they go through.
Right.
Through their service, and then they get out and they're looking for it. And a lot of MCs provide that. That's why MCs were started.
Well, they started all these MCs years ago. People coming back from World War One, World War Two, looking for that excitement,
that brotherhood, and
adrenaline rush. Looking for that brotherhood. That's what started all this shit.
Yep.
That's exactly what started all this shit. That's why we're here today.
Yep, for sure.
My brother ran hard, you know, back in the late '60s, early '70s. And being 10 years younger than him, I could watch him. He's 18, I'm 8.
Yeah.
You know, he's 20, I'm 10. And I'm like, holy fuck. You know, holy fuck, yeah, I'm going to be part of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept pushing me away, pushing me away, pushing me away. And one of the reasons, I guess, because where we're at as LE and doing what we're doing is because of him. He's passed now. But I could have took that path. You know, where he was. The original 10 guys here back, I don't know, 14, 15 years ago, we could have took that path. Each one of those guys that jumped on board with me in the beginning, they were neck deep in highwaymen. They were neck deep in the coffins. They were here. They were there. And then you realize, I got a fucking family.
Yeah.
I have kids. You know, I got a wife and I got a job. And we came here, and that's what took us in the direction we're in. Now, I'll give it to my brother who's passed is... because of him, we're where we're at. Because we took the right path.
Yeah.
It's not when you're going to go to jail, or if you're going to jail, it's when.
When and how long.
Here, it's like, we're doing the good things. And he kind of got on me when I wore my first patch. He's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? I told you. And I'm like, this is different. He goes, none of it's different. None of it is different. It's all the fucking same. I'm like, no, this is different. And once he got a handle on what we were doing, he goes, you're doing good things, brother.
Right on.
You're doing good things.
And that meant a bunch, didn't it?
And I will say, he's dead, and I carry his patches today. I own his patches.
Nice.
So that's a very big honor to own them.
Yeah.
I'll show them to you one day.
Okay.
They're not like how they're sewed today. They're way different.
Old school, yeah.
They're stitched on by hand. Just a really cool thing to hold in your hand and look at and go, holy fuck, that's the history of this
OG
fucking,
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's OG shit.
Let's do that shot to your brother.
Yeah, to my brother Dennis. They call him Humphrey. Yeah.
All right.
2 years.
All right, sitting with nothing on. Since you're such a slacker.
Hey, I want to make sure you're going to be able to drive home.
I know, right? Yeah. I tell you, man, my last drink was real expensive.
Mix them out and do it.
Water. My last drink I had over a year and a half ago was expensive.
When I started out in the MC world, they said, I probated like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to probate here. I did it. He did it.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah.
He did it. You know.
I'm about to do it.
Yeah, he's about to do it. It's not something, it's easier for younger guys, I think. The older guys, it's like, God damn it. You know, I've been through this bullshit and I really don't want to do it. It's not that goddamn hard, man. Just show your commitment.
Yeah.
Show you're committed to us. And you're going to, for a few months or so, you know, 6, 7, 8 months, whatever it is, you're going to eventually come on board.
Oh, yeah.
So you mean I don't have to get naked and try to...
No,
we're
not.
We didn't say that.
That's the thing with us is...
You don't have to, but I mean, you don't have to be in the club.
Well, we'll put it this way, okay? You're getting to know us pretty well, okay?
Yeah.
We would never make you do something that we wouldn't do ourselves. Do so would we do that?
I probated with different
clubs. Oh, boy.
I've only been around for 2 months, so I got to still figure
with
that
a club
one out.
That treated me like shit. I was treated like shit. You know, I was treated like a second-class citizen. And I'm a grown-ass fucking man.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect me.
Yep.
But I put up with it. I put up with it. But then I said to myself, I look at it like you and I go, you know what, motherfucker? I'm going to be patched here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And then me and you are going to go face-to-face.
Yeah, we're going to revisit
it. It doesn't
this.
Make sense.
You don't want that
it doesn't make
animosity.
Sense. You treat a man with respect.
Right. Yep.
If he's here with his wife, give him a minute. give him a break. Let him sit with his wife for a minute.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
his kids. You know, don't embarrass him in public. We're grown fucking men.
Yeah. He fucks and, up, you know, go have a conversation well, in the back. You don't got to embarrass
him. That's they, right. They, my they fucked me up.
They,
in, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They were yes. constantly fucking with me, and I said, I will never do that. I will never treat a man like they treated me. And I got through it, and have we not?
No.
We've never treated a man like that.
No.
You're always treated with respect.
Yeah, good.
Well, you're gonna do your job. You're going to mop some floors. You're going to hustle, and you're going to run to get some beers.
You're going
to
work your ass like off.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to be good, and you'll be respected.
You're going to be
respected. And you're going to work, but you're going to work your ass off.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to have two people in your fucking
car. Yeah, we want to, you know, we want to see commitment. We want to see respect.
Yep.
So we got some new guys here, guys. So we got Big John. He's an honorary member, and we can go into what all that means in a little bit.
And
we got Gary from Victory Gym.
Victory Gym.
One of our good supporters Victory Gym. We do a lot of stuff with. If you're a veteran and you like to work out, get Victory a hold of this man.
And if you're not, you're welcome there.
Yeah, that's right.
And hang around. Nick is still here, but he's off
hanging
in the
around
corner.
This side of the table.
So he's moved chairs. Yep, he's moved chairs.
So what's an honorary member? Let us
honorary is when this man right here comes to my house when you're down in a bad place and invites you up to the Shield Souls.
Okay.
And basically, I have a new family now because of the Shield Souls.
Awesome, man.
I've lost everybody, and I was in a really bad place when my daughter passed. And this man brought me to this club, and it has just saved me, and it's meant the world to me. I met another new friend here, the Victoria Gyms. It's just been wonderful. Southwest and everybody here, and the charity work we do for the community just gets me in tears sometimes.
Good, man.
I was a baby of the family, and now I have a whole new family.
Yeah.
And these
guys,
especially this guy I've known since 7 years old, he was the one that knocked on my door when I was in a bad place.
So, you know,
and I'm happy now. I have a new family.
Honorees are people that don't ride or can't ride for whatever reason, and but they have a place in our home.
They contribute so much to our club. We only allow a certain number
of honorary
and you know that's on us.
You have to earn it.
But you do got to earn it, and they don't go through a probate period or nothing.
They hang around,
but they hang around longer, much longer than a probate period, anyways. And to earn that honorary patch, you know, maybe you can't ride it, whether you too old, disabled, don't know how, whatever the reason, but if you're up here putting your time in and busting ass and helping us and you're acting just like another brother, the guys who earn it, they become honored.
And I volunteered for every event.
Yep.
Good.
And it felt so good helping the community. And then when the community jumps in that ain't patched, it just makes you have such good vibes about people. There's a lot of good in the world.
Yeah.
And it starts right here at Shield Souls.
Feels good to do good, too, right?
Oh, it feels wonderful. So, it makes you feel so good.
Also, just to throw in.
That's what this whole country really needs is a lot more good.
Yeah.
I mean, everything has just gone sideways over the past year.
Have you ever seen anything but
that's why you're here, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you're here.
I mean,
one person at a time.
I don't even see an argument up here, ever.
Now,
we don't.
Let me.
You came in a little late.
Him and I argue, and all of a sudden you say something, we go, fuck you say?
Yeah.
Fuck you say to him?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
2 minutes ago, I was mad at him.
But it just meant the world to me, especially when they called me up on stage one day and patched me in, because I did not expect it.
That's awesome.
You know, and he's the one that told
me. Good for you.
They all told me, no, you're a little too old to learn how to ride now. And everything, but I'm still thinking about it.
There you go.
We had a brother that I'll leave nameless, and he came to us. He's a solid fucker, you know. I know him a long time, and he wanted in. So, all right, well, here's how you get in. But can you ride? Because I know he rode before, because we were together as children.
Yeah.
You know, I know he rides, and he goes, well, he was military. I had this and that problem. You know, in the military, broke my back, this and broke my neck, whatever it was. Let's go see your doctor. So he goes to see his doctor, and his doctor says, you can ride, but if you ever fall down, which there's always a chance of it, if you ever fall down, you never walk again. You're done. So he comes to me, and he goes, I'll leave him nameless.
I know what you're talking about.
He says, doctor said this.
but I'm going to go ahead and get a bike. I go, no, you're not.
Yeah.
I've known you since we were kids. And if you fall down and something happens to you, that blood is on my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And that blood will not be on my hands. You'll be an honorary member of this club. You don't have to ride.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. If something happened to him...
Well, it speaks volumes about you right there.
I could not live with it.
Like, yeah, you can't ride and not fucking in.
I could not live with it if something happened to him.
Don't get us wrong. You know, we have a requirement to be able to ride to be a full patch member. Yeah. We don't just let anybody in that is not riding.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they are close people to us, and they have proved their dedication to the club in other ways that it's like, you know what, just because you don't ride, that shouldn't stop you to be part of our family.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay, but if we get some, you know, Joe Smo off the road that we have no idea who he is, and he doesn't ride, and he comes up saying that he wants to be able to be a part of our club, sorry, buddy, you can't be a part of the club. But, you know, like, if...
We're not selling patches.
Yeah,
We're not selling patches.
Well, it was a couple of years. I never imagined. It was a couple of years.
Yeah.
And like I said, all of a sudden, I'm sitting here on, I think it was a Friday or Saturday night, band night, and they called me up on stage.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had no idea. A couple of years had passed. But I was there on every event.
We talk about on everything when we're going to honor somebody.
Yeah, church.
You've got to have a reason not to be able to ride.
Yeah.
When my brother tells me, doctor said I can ride, but if I fall down, I'm probably going to be paralyzed. Fuck you. You ain't putting that blood on my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Well, the thing is, a lot of these guys in these situations, they got so much to give just because... For whatever reason, they can't actually ride a motorcycle. They can still be a brother.
Right.
You just got to earn it.
Yeah. Yeah. A different path to patch.
Well, that's right.
Hey, we all have different paths in life, right?
Yeah.
So. Reading all the stories in
there. What kind of wonder where you been?
What's that?
What kind of wonder where you been?
Oh, man.
It was a little bit of a hiatus since last time we seen
you. Yeah, I've been all over the state and back, man. Six ways of Sunday.
I was thinking Facebook.
What's that?
We're live on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back, Facebook.
Hey, Facebook, we're back again.
Kennedy didn't like us no more.
Yeah.
I still like him, but he's kind of a dick, I guess.
You're not wrong.
he comes because we kept giving him free Coke. Sorry.
Soda pop.
Yeah, soda pop.
I had to pay for the other stuff. I'm going to go back to Mike with... We have a regular Indian Mike here. He has a list of the regular events.
Regular Indian Mike. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you, Gary.
There's one in every crowd.
God damn it, Gary. We're live.
He's at the movie theater. That shit at the movie theater, too. He's that guy.
I didn't know we had to tell the kids to silence their phones.
So
let's we'll have a chat later.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's another few months of probate. So they have a ton of regular events if you want to come up and just check out the clubhouse that are open to the public.
Absolutely.
That are charitable events. And they have their big one coming up in September.
Yep. So
I'll let Mike talk about.
Yeah, we're going to start with the regular events before we get on to the big one.
Pig roast, 3-day event.
Oh, boy.
Shh. We're doing the regular stuff first, dude.
Go ahead, my bad. I got ahead of myself.
All right, so year-round, guys, we have certain events that are going on year-round, whether there is 6 inches of snow in that parking lot or it's bright and sunny. It does not matter. So all year long, to start with, every single Tuesday through winter, this will never change. We have bike night. Not only is it bike night, it's open jam night. So if you don't ride a bike,
2 wheels or 4.
Yeah, come on up. If you can sing, if you can play the guitar, if you can bass, drums, we have a plug and play setup. Okay, so you can bring your guitar, plug in, play. Bring a bass, plug in. You're a drummer.
They even let me play. We have suck.
Yeah, we do let them play. Anyways, so we get a lot of individual artists and bands that come up on Tuesday nights, and this is, you know, you can come up for a bike night or you can come up and jam. Summertime, usually it's a little more of everyone just riding around having a good time. Wintertime, we get a lot of artists in that want to jam, and but year round, every single Tuesday, 6 p.m., we open up. Everybody wonder our address, 21038 Middle Belt Road. We're right on the corner of Middle Belt and King in New Boston, Michigan.
Not Romulus.
Not Romulus. No matter how much our friend tells you. So, yep. And besides those, on a regular basis, we might switch out between having a band night and a steak and chicken night. So keep up with us on Facebook, and we actually just got a TikTok going too. So look at our Facebook page. We have a link for our TikTok. You can get us on TikTok as well, which will have everything being announced as well. But second Friday, third Saturday, every single month we have an event. Almost always, if we don't, it's usually announced, but almost year-round we have a band both those nights, or at least a steak and chicken night, or something else to entertain you guys. So those are the things that go on year-round. Hey, that's what probate's for, right?
Yeah. What was that about probates?
Probates. For probates.
Yeah. Entertain our people. Up telephone
calls, right. Yeah. Like a goddamn circus.
Or yeah, 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 yeah. Always something exactly. Going on.
That's why I went, dun-dun-dun.
So let's go with the big one, man. The three-day event that Bogey alluded to.
That's a good one.
So...
Put your camper in the parking lot and hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
Please contact us ahead of time if you actually want your camper here. I mean, we're not kidding. Like, you get a hold of us, we got the room. We'll put it, you know, we'll put you up in a camper, but just let us know first. So, the weekend of September 14th, we have our now second annual pig roast. Are you talking shit?
No, no, not at all. Continue on.
Okay.
Go on, Mike.
Give me another shot.
My bad, baby.
Give me another shot. So, just so everybody is aware, it's like a pig roast weekend, but there's only pig being served on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, so this is our second annual. There was some confusion last year. But, so Friday, we are having a band playing...
Bonnie
and the Working Girls.
Okay.
Is playing Friday night. We're going to start cooking our pig on Friday. Everybody is welcome. And we're going to have some drinks. We're going to cook a pig, and we're going to watch some great music. Saturday is what you really don't want to miss. Saturday is the big fucking day. It's a big list. Give me a sec.
It's a three-day party, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Every year it's been a three-day party. We started, like I said, on Thursday. We'll be here on Thursday. Just kind of setting up.
Yeah, you got to
It's
get...
a bit of a party.
And if you show up and you want to buy some drinks, we won't turn you down.
Friday we got a band, and it's a bit of a party. So, Saturday is the party.
Yep.
Yeah, I can...
And then Sunday we eat breakfast and go
home. It's our cleanup day on Sunday. So we'll be up here Sunday... We're gonna do a breakfast. We're gonna have some good farm fresh eggs from my farm personally.
Right.
So,
on.
What? Yeah. And anybody that knows,
we're talking brown eggs.
My old lady Cherokee loves her chickens. She takes care of them great, and she's gonna bring
lives
up a
on
bunch.
A farm.
Of, yeah, I'm should have been Farmer Mike, I think. But.
Farmer Mike.
Sunday's the cleanup day. If anybody wants to come up, we're going to have some breakfast. We're going to, awesome. I mean, we're not going to make the public cleanup, but if you want to give us a hand, we're not going to turn it
not
down
say
either.
No. Let me blast through the list.
It's a cool three-day party, man. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for a lot of years.
But like, we keep kind of weaseling around now, so Saturday is the day.
Yeah.
This is the day you definitely don't want to miss. You want to go through it?
Yeah, I'll go through it. Yeah, so ahead, there's a game room, bounce house. Photographer, I'm assuming, Shrek and...
It's actually me and Anthony Kaiser, photographer.
Okay. Right on. Mechanical bowl, which, how can that not be fun, right? Yeah. Bike wash.
Bring your insurance card.
Yeah, yeah. Sign these waivers.
Try to throw me off. Try to throw me off that bowl.
Yeah. I will. Three ball and cornhole tournaments. Three ball's always fun.
It ain't happening.
Cornhole. I'm not the best at cornhole, but...
You should ride that motherfucker all the time.
Then, pinstriper, Tattoo artist, the masseuse, and more. There's a masseuse out there now. Same one that's going to be here for that?
No. Not sure.
Nope, okay. It's a different masseuse.
Okay. With
Wait, there's a masseuse out there?
Yeah, there's a masseuse out there. All right,
I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
You need a happy ending, dude.
Yeah.
Tough day at the gym.
Yeah, always, always.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the music from at noon from Joey Boys, and at 6 p.m. from Cody Boggs Band.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if anybody's ever... If you're from the Downriver area, especially, I'm sure you've heard of Cody Boggs Band. And if you haven't, you definitely got to look them up because they are like the local country band.
Yeah.
So if you like country music, like these guys kick ass.
Yeah, I would promote that because I think a lot of times I think people think when they think of this place, they think like hard rock bands all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you guys promote that country band.
Yeah.
You open yourself up to a whole new audience right there.
Well, for a lot of you guys that are new to watching us and learning about the Shielded Souls, is we do our average band is probably like a classic rock to somewhat new age rock, but more of the classics. And then we have some really hard rock style bands come in here and there, and then we have some country bands here and there. So we try to give a little bit for everybody.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We'll also have the Seeger band coming, the tribute band.
Yeah.
Fire Lake,
the Bob Seeger tribute band. They play here all the time.
Tribute bands are really hot right now.
Yes.
They are super hot right now.
We're talking about having more of the tribute bands up here, so...
Crazy Babies.
That's something you got to look at Facebook.
They're
and
fun. I couldn't believe how much that guy sounded exactly. I like, looked like him, sounded like I was like,
yeah. The Bobby Seger guy?
No, Crazy Babies.
Oh, yeah.
I think they just changed their name to Ozzy Reborn.
Yeah.
They played last night at the, I think, in the Lincoln Park Street Days.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. Another big band
around the Downriver area that if you haven't seen, definitely you guys should get out there and see them.
I don't want to promote my own family shit, but.
I know.
But your grandson's
got a superstar.
This is huge.
7th, we have a young man coming in from L.A. He's 8 years old.
Very young man.
And he plays with adults. He's in an adult band. He tours with an adult band.
Some of you who
follow
us on a regular basis, he played here roughly a year ago.
I remember that.
He's coming November 7th. We're going to sell 250 tickets at $20 a piece, and that's it. We're sold out.
Okay.
And this place will sell out.
Yeah.
When he shows up in town. And again, not to promote my grandson.
No, I actually promote, man.
But
he's a badass. He deserves it.
This fucking house.
I've watched this stuff, man.
Anybody that has not heard of him at all, Ryder B.
I'll put a link.
He's been on Rachel Ray on her Good Morning show and everything.
Yep.
And like,
he's played.
Dude is young. He's a badass. He's a professional.
He's played every club up and down the Sunset Strip. You know, he's a Viper Room.
Yeah.
Whiskey A Go Go.
Oh, wow.
Rainbow Room. He's played them all at 8 years old. And again, I'm not bragging because he's my grandson, but the kid is a savant.
I guess you call it.
Yeah.
So he'll be on November 7th. Tickets are going to sell out. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
We're going to be sold out. And they're $20 a ticket. So if you want to get your tickets, get them now because you're going
to
sell out.
Yeah. Back for more for us. Yeah. For the pig roast, is it $20 for the whole weekend?
Yeah.
Because it says $20 for the band and food, band
that's
or
Saturday.
Food. Okay, $20 for Saturday.
Yeah.
Do you have like a 3-day pass?
50.
Okay.
50 gets you the 3-day pass.
Okay, and that would include food and music and.
Yep, music, all the things.
Cash bar.
Yep.
So great. Thanks you guys for coming on, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Anything else? Forgetting? No. Sure. Uh-huh. Riley.
Love you, brother.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks for having me back. Thanks for finally inviting me back.
Where the fuck you been?
Yeah.
He got mad.
Welcome with that invite when you have the open invite, motherfucker.
He was mad at us for a minute.
To my defense, there was times I was in the area and I'm like, hey, you guys got anything going on? And he's like, no.
He actually, for the record, he gets a hold of me pretty often wondering, hey, I'm in the area. You got something going on? Yeah. Every time it's when we're on our down weekend.
It's like a Monday.
And we're, no, it's a weekend, but it's like we have, so it's like, Like we mentioned earlier, the second second Friday, third Saturday is our big event.
Well, I'll see you guys on Tuesday.
So usually first weekend, last weekend of the month, we don't do anything.
Awesome.
Motherfucker always gets a hold of me then.
Yeah. So glad we finally hooked it back up.
Yeah. Thank you. It was a good show. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks for wanting us and Just remember for, you know,
hang around for those who don't have anything to say.
Ted, thanks to the show for letting me be a part of this. This has been really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, you know, Victory's free for veterans and first responders. We have PTSD meetings every Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
And I will see you up at Victory.
3897 4th Street.
And if we ever can fork out the cash.
All right, guys, thanks. Until next time.
Thanks a lot.